Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whiting with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm joined by Matt Duhl, co-founder of Dream On Studios and the podcast host and brand ambassador for All In Kosciuszko. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you having me.
What is All In Kosciuszko?
Yeah, All In Kosciuszko. It's basically a brand that's all about connecting people, places, and progress to ensure that the future is strong for our community. It's a shared platform that we want to use just to help tell the story of what's happening here to bring more alignment to great work that's already being done in the community. So,
well, whatever Dream On does is excellent work. You guys do work, gosh, not just in Warsaw, but you guys do work all around the country, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we actually will travel all around the world. I mean, we kind of say, if you dream it, we will help you create it. And so, you know, we have camera, we'll travel.
Yeah, we're so blessed to have you guys in town. And if anyone hasn't been to your studios or anything, it's just state of the art. Everything is beautiful. So what problem is All In Kosciuszko like trying to solve for our community?
You know, I think when I think about Kosciuszko County, it's not that we lack for good work or good organizations or great people. It's just that we need a clearer way to connect and just help the community rally around some really exciting opportunities that we have when it comes to our economic growth and community development. So I think All In, I see it like a funnel that works to just help to capture and tell the stories of those exciting new opportunities and just connect people in the community to some of that information.
Well, we're so blessed in Kosciuszko County. I take it for granted probably as a lot of people that were born here and raised here in Kosciuszko County do, but guys, we're Kosciuszko, you know, we're the community of the year. We were the chamber of the year. It's like orthopedic capital of the world. Now Slate is coming in to build cars, trucks here.
Yes.
And so there's just so much going on in Kosciuszko. Plus 102 lakes. It's just amazing what's going on all the time in Kosciuszko County. So how did All In begin?
Well, I mean, it certainly wasn't my idea. There's a lot of just amazing leaders, you know, in the community, as you mentioned, a lot of amazing things that have been happening, you know, for a long time. You know, I think maybe the short story of it that, you know, that I've heard is Craig Snow, Representative Craig Snow, before he was a representative, you know, he was having breakfast with people around town. Jim Lancaster, who's been, you know, a big part of the orthopedic industry. They get together on Saturdays at American Table with other folks and just have discussions, dreaming about the community, the future of what was to come, and really just talking about and honoring the shoulders of the giants that came before them that they were standing on. You know, people, incredible people in the agriculture industry, the incredible people in the orthopedic industry, and just looking at and saying, hey, some of these giants, they're not around anymore. They've left us this amazing legacy, shoulders to stand on. But what do we need to do to start moving things forward? So through that, that was the point that Craig decided to run to represent our community down at the state house.
Sure.
And, you know, out of that came the ORI grant that we can talk a little bit more about if you want. But it really just sort of catalyzed everybody to come around and say, hey, we have some money coming into the community. Now let's really get strategic around how we utilize that from a project standpoint to make some impacts happen.
I think a lot of people have heard that acronym, but not really know what ORI is. And another thing, the Grace College Catalyst Corridor. So explain kind of what those are and why that's important to our county's future.
I love saying ORI because it's definitely the easier way to say it, but it stands for the Orthopedic Industry Retention Initiative. But yeah, so we call it ORI for short. And that is the $30 million of funding that Representative Snow, with, you know, help from Senator Mishler, governor at the time, Governor Holcomb, basically looked at, hey, orthopedics is this multi-billion dollar business, has almost $4 billion of impact here just in our community. We need to do whatever we can to retain these companies because they have such an impact on our community.
Oh, they sure do.
And so the state came up with this $30 million grant to say, okay, go put this to work in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, President Flam over at Grace College, he and his team, they were actually looking to put a grant in with Lilly Endowment around their Catalyst Corridor project that they had offered up. And, you know, the leaders at the time, you know, sat with Drew and they said, hey, I think you should dream a little bit bigger. So they went back and rewrote the grant, submitted that, and then they were approved for $27 million.
Oh, my goodness.
That came in through the Lilly Endowment. So then we were just kind of sitting at this moment where here's $57 million coming into the community. What an amazing time. What, you know, an opportunity to really bring people together around this momentum and just make sure that we're making the right investments to help just move things forward. So, you know, I think from there, we just started to see how much more happens across the county when we have this shared narrative and when we have this shared energy. And so out of that is really where All In truly began to take shape.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it, you know, is the you know, the leaders that sit around that table, as they've discussed it and really, you know, Representative Snow just kind of led the conversation around, hey, let's look at this, you know, as seed money. How can we 10x this investment? How
yes.
can we make sure that we steward it in such a way that it just continues to grow and grow and grow? So we know that the funds that came in, you know, through ORI and through the Catalyst Corridor, you know, those are going to be invested in great ways and that money is going to be spent. But we're looking ahead even beyond these dollars and saying, how can we continue to strategically go after other opportunities? And so as we make these investments in the community, it makes it all the more attractive for other businesses to look at us and say, hey, there's something special happening
mm-hmm.
here
yeah.
In this Kosciuszko County. Yeah. Maybe we should consider bringing our businesses there. And so that's really what it's all about.
Can you give me an example of that?
You know, when you start connecting the dots, you just start to realize that it's not about isolated projects. It's not about organizations working on an island, but really a collaborative of people coming together. And so, you know, I think a great way for people to see, and I would encourage everybody, if you go to allincosciuszko.com, there is a tab on the website that says initiatives. And so if you click on that, it'll open up just some of the current projects and some of the things that are happening. So I'll list off a couple really quickly. So on the attainable housing, you're going to see the Union Station Lofts, which again, you know, if you're driving around Warsaw and you've seen, you know, that building, I mean, it's almost done. It's looking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of came up out of the ground, you know, through the winter here.
Yep.
And the truth is that, you know, the city of Warsaw, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, the officials from the county, KEDCO, OrthoWorks, they all came and collaborated together to really make that project happen, you know, which is really exciting. And I think another example, I think of the community amenities project. Basically, it's a grant out of the ORI funding, $5 million of the ORI funding set aside for some of our smaller communities to make some community improvements. And, you know, we've seen $500,000 go to the Silver Lake Community Center, another $500,000 to Syracuse for a boardwork project. We just, you know, saw almost $50,000 given to an archery walking trail that's going to happen up in the Tri-County area. And so again, this is a project that wasn't one organization. This was City of Warsaw, K21, Chamber of Commerce, the
yeah.
county, the Community Foundation, KEDCO, OrthoWorks, all coming together to really facilitate and to make that happen. So, Scott, that's where I would say, you know, as just an example of just, you know, seeing the people, the places, the progress coming together. And so I think as, you know, some of the leaders around this, they sit and they meet and they process. It's just connecting the dots of who's working on this and what's this opportunity,
right.
What's this project, and how can we come together and make sure that, you know, these investments can, you know, just continue to build this momentum that we're experiencing.
Oh, sure. When the possibilities are endless, it's like, yeah, you don't want to get a paralysis by analysis. There's so much,
yeah.
You don't know where to start, but you guys are doing fantastic. So I know the answer to this question, I'm sure, but who is
yeah.
All In for?
Oh, yeah, great question. I mean, I'd say if you live here, you work here, you're thinking about coming here, All In is absolutely for you. It's for everybody. You know, for our residents, we want it to be something that just helps instill that sense of pride and clarity around things that are happening in the community. For our businesses, we want to see They're just opportunity for them to have confidence in the talent and the growth that's happening. I mean, I think for our students and our young families, we want them to believe I can build my life here. You know, I think for me and for many of us, it's a personal thing where we have kids growing up in this community, and our hope is that we're building something that will keep them here and excited to be here, right? Where they can really envision a future. Sure. So yeah, really, truly something for everybody.
Like I said, so often, especially if you're born here, you take this for granted. I know so many people will, oh, I want to get out of Warsaw. I want to see the world. Man, a year or two, they come right back. They realize how awesome Kosciuszko County is. So
yes,
all these projects going on, how do you guys measure your success?
Yeah, when I think about success, I just think, you know, more alignment, it equals more participation. It equals more visibility, which equals more momentum. And I think it's something I hear Representative Snow say often is that, you know, he is not playing checkers, he's playing chess, right? It's about being strategic. It's not just meant to be a one-time campaign thing. Mm-hmm. Our desire is that this is a brand and a movement that really can outlive us all, like we talked about a moment ago with our kids. So I think one example of this, you know, where we really saw success, and you mentioned this a few moments ago, but last year our community was awarded the Community of the Year from the Indiana, you know, State Chamber, which was amazing, so exciting. And about 40 of us traveled down to Indianapolis to stand on the stage and accept the award. And really, in the context of the event, it was quite the scene. And Vanessa Green Cinders, the president and CEO of the Indiana Chamber, she said, "I've never seen anything like this in my life." And so I think that to me was just a snapshot of seeing, hey, here's all these people from the community, you know, willing to go down and to just celebrate this moment. And to me, that's success, because that is where we're seeing people just really aligning and rallying around the vision.
Yeah, it's so awesome to see a community work together, because a lot of communities don't. They're all kind of jealous of each other, and they all want, you know, credit for their piece of the pie. And yeah, Kosciuszko County isn't like that at all.
Yes, yes.
So what's your role as the podcast host and the brand ambassador? And how does Dream On like support this whole movement?
I mean, I get to serve as the podcast host and as a brand ambassador. And, you know, my role and my hope is just really to help capture the stories that translate what's happening into something that people can really rally around and get excited about. You know, I'm privileged through my full-time work here at Dream On Studios to help support the all-in movement. But to me, I think the real story, it's the leaders and it's the organization and it's the residents that just keep showing up. And so my job is to help the community see what's already true, that there's really momentum here. And like you said, it's a special place. You know, my wife and I and our kids, we moved here about 11 years ago, you know, from a large city. And I think it's like, we just always are looking around. And it's like, wow, this is such, it's just an amazing place. Just such a special place with.
Well, Matt, you're doing a fantastic job. So you've sold me. So now how do people follow along? How do we get involved?
Go to allinkosciuszko.com. It is, you know, a website that is built to just, you know, be that top of funnel where you can kind of get in and start to see some of the projects that are going on, different ways to get connected through the website. You can find all of the social media accounts. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. And then we also have podcast episodes where we are, you know, doing interviews with people just for them to come on and share about some of the exciting momentum. And so, you know, by the time, you know, folks hear this, I would say, hopefully here in just a couple, 2-3 weeks, we're going to have some new podcast episodes coming out. So we're excited for people to share. And hey, if you are building something here in this community, we want to know about it, because, you know, that's just an important part of the story that we're sharing.
Right. Well, Matt, thanks for joining us today. And thank you to Kensington Media for airing this. And Matt, keep up the great work. And thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. We all work together. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you so much. Thanks for all the work that you and Rob and the team do. Incredible organization, and just grateful to be a part of it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.